Leatherhead has changed since the war time.
Well, of course, it had this tiny high street both ways, and the footpaths was really minute. And then halfway up on the left, if my memory is right, there was a house, shop that's still there with a curved front, and that was hardware. Moles, I think. But underneath, I think, was a cinema. I do remember going there because I remember bombs, everything rattled. But my memories are that there wasn't much damage in Leatherhead during the war. Well, I remember a postman being killed, but I don't know where else there was bombing. It was lucky in a way. Yes. Nothing in the central bit.
Yes. It was very fortunate in view of the fact that the Air Ministry was here.
Yes. Yeah, you'd think they would have known that. And, so but, that of course, was very... it was quite a small unit.
Hmm.
I don't know how many people. It was just this one branch, the inspection department. And then I remember the Thorndike being built.
Yes.
You know, we all bought a brick, didn't we?
Yes.
And I remember buying a brick for Guildford Cathedral too. I mean, that remained unfinished for years.
Yes.
And I hated it at first. It was so bare.
Yeah, it's
quite like it now. And I don't remember the vicar because I had been brought up as a Plymouth sister. John was Church of England. He wasn't going to change, so we compromised and went to the Methodist.